Please be seated. If you'll turn back in God's Word to Genesis chapter 40. Genesis chapter 40. This morning we are thinking about Joseph forgotten. Joseph forgotten. Last week we noticed that this part of Joseph's life falls into two episodes. Both sections begin with this double phrase, "The Lord was with Joseph." We see that back in chapter 39, verses 2 and 3. The first episode, Potiphar's house, "The Lord was with Joseph." And then in verse 21 and verse 23 of chapter 39, we begin the second episode. And again it's repeated, "The Lord was with Joseph." This second episode is in the prison. But we see other patterns emerging in chapter 40. Patterns that we've come across already in Joseph's life. Here we have a double dream. Back in chapter 37, Joseph had two dreams. And now we have the butler and the baker having two dreams. And then in chapter 41, the next chapter, we're going to see Pharaoh has two dreams. So there's another pattern emerging. Another pattern is that of Joseph succeeding and prospering only to be let down again. At home, he was the special son. He had privilege. He had a royal robe, but he was thrown into a pit, sold as a slave. At Potiphar's house, he succeeds in all he does. He has a privileged position, a special position, but then he's thrown into the prison. And now in the prison, he succeeds in all he does. He has privilege, a special position, but then he's forgotten about. This pattern of seeming to go well and then face disappointment is repeated throughout Joseph. And he's forgotten about in prison. And this is where we turn our attention this morning. Joseph being forgotten. After he had helped the chief cupbearer, he asked only one thing. Verse 14 of chapter 40. One request. Only remember me. But what happens? Look at verse 23. He did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. We're going to leave Joseph at the end of this chapter as a forgotten man. He's going to be in prison for two more years. He's going to sit there abandoned, neglected. But friends, we know better. We know the rest of this part of history. We know that Joseph will rise up in Pharaoh's house. We know that he will be lifted up out of the pit, that he'll be given a special place. We know what will happen. We know that even though Joseph is forgotten by man, he was not forgotten by God. It's easy when we know the outcome. But what about in our own lives? Down in the pit. Neglected. Perhaps a feeling of abandonment. Feeling of disappointment. Maybe we've been forgotten. Times when it seems like the struggle is never going to end. Forgotten by people. But friends, not forgotten by God. It might appear that God has forgotten. It might appear that God does not remember our circumstances. But in the life of Joseph, and ultimately through the life of Christ, we know the outcome. We know what will happen. We know we are not forgotten by God. So let's turn our attention to this next section in Joseph's life. Joseph, forgotten but remembered by God. We see firstly, we can be forgotten by people. We can be forgotten by people. Joseph is in this prison because he's been faithful to God. He's refused to sin against God, and now Joseph has suffered at the hands of sinful people. But in the prison, we're told that he's successful. God is with him. He's put in charge of two special prisoners, this chief cupbearer and the chief baker. Now, these are very important men in Pharaoh's council. The life of the king, of the Pharaoh, was in their hands. The Pharaohs, and in fact most political leaders, were terrified of somebody trying to bump them off. And a good way to do that would be to poison them. You could put something into their food or something into their cup, and you could stand back and nobody would know it was you. Poisoning was a good way to assassinate a leader, and it happened frequently. And so these men were terrified of that, and so their chief cupbearer and their chief baker were trusted men. They would have been advisors to the Pharaoh. Later on in Scripture, we read of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was part of the council in Persia, this Hebrew man. He was a cupbearer in Persia, trusted, relied on, part of the council. The cupbearer and the baker have very important jobs. But these two very high-profile men have done something wrong. For some reason, they've fallen out of favor with the Pharaoh. Perhaps there's been a plot on Pharaoh's life. Maybe Pharaoh just got ill. We don't know. But they did something serious enough for Pharaoh to be angry with them and throw them into this prison. Joseph is put in charge of them. In fact, we are told that Joseph tends to them every day. They continued in his custody. Joseph was with them. Joseph gets to know these men. That's why one day when he comes to them, he can see that they're troubled. He asks them, "Why are your faces downcast today? What's wrong? I can see that there's something troubling you. Tell me. Let me help you." Joseph is drawing alongside these two men. He's a friend to these two men. They tell him that they both had dreams. And here there is no one to interpret the dreams for them. Look at Joseph's reply in verse 8. "Do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me." Joseph isn't just a friend to these men. He's not just someone who's been tending to these men. But Joseph is someone who is witnessing to these men. It's God who interprets dreams. Joseph then serves these men. He's taking time with them and listens to their dreams. He shows great concern for them. He's been wrongly thrown into prison, and yet he's more concerned about them than his own situation. He takes his responsibility seriously, and he serves the cupbearer and the baker. He listens to them. The cupbearer dreams about a vine with three branches, And on each branch there grows clusters of grapes. So he takes the grapes, he squeezes them into Pharaoh's cup, and he hands the cup to Pharaoh. Joseph, through God, interprets the dream. In 3 days, your head will be lifted up. You will be lifted up. You will be restored to office. The cupbearer must be thrilled with this interpretation. And so too the baker. He hears the interpretation, and the baker thinks, wow, this is great. Joseph, listen to my dream. In my dream, I have 3 bread baskets on my head, and the top one is filled with all sorts of wonderful baked goods. Sounds like some of my dreams. Then the birds come along, and they're eating the baked goods out of the top basket. Joseph says, in 3 days, your head will be lifted up and taken from you. Your body will be hanged. The birds will eat your flesh. This isn't just hanging. Here, the body of the baker is going to be impaled and exposed. It's a grim end for the baker. Joseph has drawn alongside these men. He's listened to them. He's told them the truth. He has befriended them. He's given them good news, but he also hasn't kept back the bad news, things that they need to hear. Just for our own witnessing, as we think of Joseph. Joseph wasn't afraid to deliver the bad news. And times when we are witnessing to people, but we shouldn't be afraid of telling them the bad news. If you are not in Jesus Christ, you will face punishment. We shouldn't be afraid. But think of Joseph here. He's been serving these men. He's befriended these men. He's witnessed to these men. He's told these men the truth. Drawn alongside them. Help them. For the cupbearer, Joseph just makes one request. There's one thing I want you to do. Remember me. This is a phrase that is used in Scripture to say that something must be done. That Joseph isn't saying, think about me when you're outside. Remember what I did for you. That's not what Joseph is saying. It's a call to action. It's remember the Sabbath day. That's a call to action. It's God remembering his people as slaves in Egypt. It was a call to action where God would raise them up and bring them out. Remembering and action go together. And he says to the cupbearer, remember me. 3 days later, Pharaoh's birthday party. The cupbearer is released and restored. The baker is hanged. And Joseph sitting in the prison. A day passes. No news. It's a week. Still nothing. Maybe he hasn't had time yet to say to Pharaoh. Maybe he's been busy with his responsibilities. A month goes by. Still nothing. A year passes. He's forgotten. 2 years, Joseph will be sitting in that prison. We're told at the end of verse 23. And they're very stark words, and it's repeated for us for emphasis. The chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Joseph is going to suffer further. He's still in prison. He's forgotten by people. These are people that he has served and helped. He's gone out of his way for them. He's told them the good news. He has seen them progress. He has seen them raised up. He has seen the cupbearer restored. But he's forgotten. Joseph has to bear with the ingratitude of the cupbearer. Joseph has to carry the disappointment of being overlooked. Joseph has to suffer this heartache of being left behind, forgotten by people. Friends, we have to deal with people. And we will be let down by people time and time again. We will serve. We will give ourselves. We will bring them the good news. We will deliver the bad news when we have to, because we have to. We'll work hard. We'll be friendly. We will give. But we will be forgotten. Times when we will be overlooked. Many times when we will feel let down. We'll be disappointed by people. But this was also Christ's experience. Think of the 10 lepers that he healed. How many came back to say thank you? It was just one. Christ had to experience the ingratitude of people. But also, Christ Jesus said to us, and said to his disciples, do this in remembrance of me. Christ says, remember me. How many times do we not think of Christ as we should? We need to be reminded of what Christ has done for us, because we are forgetful people. We forget so quickly all that Christ has done for us in serving us, drawing alongside us, lifting us up. Times when we sin, and we sin so easily. And then what do? We try to make up for our sin by doing good things. Before we come to God seeking forgiveness, we say to ourselves, right, I'm going to have to do good things, and then God will look on me with more favor, and then I can approach him. Christ says, remember me. Remember that you can only approach the Father through me. We forget so quickly. We forget that Christ has laid down his life for our sin. And we rebel. Perhaps this morning, you are rebelling against Christ Jesus. Maybe this morning you're sitting here listening, but your heart is far from Christ. You know that you're not following him. You know that you don't love him. Put your name into verse 23. But I did not remember Jesus, but forgot him. Everything that you have heard and learned about Christ, everything that you've heard from this pulpit concerning Christ, what a great loss it is for you if it was said about you, you did not remember Jesus. Like the chief baker, you too will face judgment. Our guilt must be paid for. If you're not in Christ, then you have forgotten him. You're not remembering him. You're not turning to him. You're not looking to him. Just as we experience from people this forgetfulness, so as Christians, at times we do not remember Christ. Those times when we are wayward. Those times when we fall into sin. Forgotten by people. But then secondly, here in this chapter, we see we are remembered by God. We are remembered by God. We know that this is not the end for Joseph. We know what the end result will be. We know what happens. Verse 21 and 23 of chapter 39, so the previous chapter, that they explain for us what is going on. The Lord is with Joseph. God does not forget. And God has enabled Joseph to interpret these dreams. And through this chapter, we see that it is God who is waiting for his perfect time and his perfect plan to bring Joseph to Pharaoh. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy for Joseph. 2 years. 2 whole years. He's going to be sitting in this prison. What would be going through your mind? Surely we'd be thinking, has God forgotten me? Why would God put me here? Why would he bring me along a little bit and then give me another setback? Why have you forgotten me, Lord? How long will it be? Why am I here? Why am I in this place? Why am I suffering in this way? For how long? We could forgive Joseph if he felt this way. If he felt abandoned, rejected, lonely, suffering, and forgotten by people. But we know what is going to happen. What is going to happen? Think about it now as you sit there. Think about what is going to happen for the one feeling abandoned, rejected, lonely, suffering, and forgotten. Going to be lifted up. Going to be raised up. Going to be seated in high places. Going to receive a crown. Going to be with Christ forever. Not talking about Joseph. Talking about us. We know what will happen for the believer. We know in Christ Jesus we will be victorious. It may not be in this lifetime. We might have to sit in the prison for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. It might be our whole lifetime here on earth. There's no promise that it will be easy. It might be a lifetime struggle of forgottenness, abandonment, pain, struggle, and darkness. But we know what is going to happen. God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten you. And perhaps this morning you're in a situation like Joseph. And maybe you do feel lonely. Maybe you feel as though you've been disappointed and let down on so many occasions. Perhaps it's like a prison. Perhaps it feels as though there's no way out and no one else can understand. Maybe you do ask yourself, why, Lord? Why am I here for so long? Have you forgotten me? Your Father in heaven does not overlook. And he does not forget. He remembers you. The word remember, what does it have to do with? It has to do with action. He remembers in order to lift you up, in order to raise you up, to exalt you, to give you a place, to to save you. And God has you in this place at this time for His purpose, for His plan. And God is working, and God is acting, and God is upholding you and strengthening you because He does not forget His people. This might mean you have to stay in that place for another 2 years. It might mean you have to continue on where you are for much longer. But we don't know what God has planned for us in this life. But we do know what He has planned at the end for the life to come. And in Christ Jesus, and because of Christ Jesus, because of the one who was lifted up, the one who was raised up, we too will be raised up. We will be with Him. He remembers us. People might look at the circumstances of our life. They might say, your God has forgotten you. But friends, in Christ Jesus, we know better. Not forgotten by God. It's like the thief on the cross, turning to Christ Jesus and saying, remember me, Lord. What was the response of Christ? Today, you will be with me in paradise. Jesus Christ does not forget His people. Maybe this morning you have forgotten Him. You have not remembered your Lord. You haven't been looking to Christ. Well, we too can cry out the words that the thief on the cross had. Remember me, Lord. Remember me, Lord. Look on me with grace and favor. Act, Lord. Save me. Uphold me. When we do that, we know that He remembers us. Joseph, forgotten, perhaps by people, maybe by the circumstances that he's in. It's certainly one of disappointment, struggle, and hardship, but not forgotten by God. Neither are we. Amen.